Bryce Matthews leads it off for Asheville here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Nate Daly on the mound. First pitch is low. Matthews, 1-for-4, is one hit, a double in the fifth inning. Daly in his second frame of work. There's a pitch high, and it's 2 balls, no strikes to Bryce. Blue Ridge Power scoreboard, and it's getting late. 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Asheville. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Bowling Green. 2-0 pitch, Matthews takes high. And the count now 3-0. Daly missed outside. 4-pitch walk that puts really good speed aboard here in the bottom of the eighth as Asheville looking for some insurance. We had a 1-run game yesterday. Final score was 6-5 in favor of Bowling Green. Hot Rods won Tuesday's game 8-1, and then Asheville took care of business on Wednesday 18-8. Baez hit a huge 3-run homer his last at bat. Dick's called strike from Daly. Tourists were trailing 6-4 at the time, and Baez parked that 3-run homer. It was a 2-out 3-run bomb. Give Asheville a lead 7-6. And Baez swings and hits the ball in the air, center field. This one headed back. Jones will turn and watch it off the wall. Great read by Bryce Matthews, rounding third. He's going to be waved. Throw to the plate is offline. Matthews scores. There goes Baez for third base. He's in there safely. I don't know if I can do this justice on how well Bryce Matthews just read that play. Now, Luis Baez gets the credit for the RBI double, but Matthews, with nobody out at first base, did such a masterful job of going about 3/4 of the way to second base, and as soon as he saw Brock Jones turn his back to the infield, Matthews turned his attention to third base and put the afterburners on. First pitch swung on and missed by Austin Deming. The carom off the wall was fielded well by Jones, and the relay was executed well. But because Matthews went from first gear to about fifth gear in a split second, that's why he was able to score from first base. And then Baez on the throw home, great base running. He goes from second to third. No balls, 2 strikes to Austin Deming. Tourists lead 9-7. Daly with the 0-2, and Deming popped it up. This is behind third base in foul territory. Braden Taylor will make the catch. Not going to be deep enough to push Baez across. First out. Now let's see if John Garcia can tally another multi-hit game. Garcia's 1-for-4. Great day for Luis Baez. He's 3-for-5. A single, a homer, and a double. And 4 runs batted in. Infield in at all 4 spots. Daly's first pitch is low to Garcia. Ball one. Tourists on top. Daly, the 1-0 on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Looked away from here. Pitcher strike given to Daly. Now Garcia refocuses. Count 1-ball, 1-strike. Daly to the plate. This is outside. 2-1. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth, Bowling Green will have the 5, 6, and 7 spots due up in their order. Haas, Jones, and Hennevas. 2-1 pitch. John fouls fastball back. It's 2-2. An error was charged to Cooper Kenny on the throw home, allowing Baez to go from second to third. Just in case you are scoring at home, it's first error of the ball game. 2-2 pitch, and Garcia launches it. Right center field, John Garcia, get out of here! Two-run homer for Garcia. And he's pumped up. 11-7 Taurus. Garcia's third of the year. RBIs 18 and 19. And that's three straight multi-hit games for the Clear Choice Auto Glass designated hitter, John Garcia. That's also a season high, five home runs hit by the Taurus in one game. Now Cerny swings and misses. Cerny's had a heck of a ball game. One pitch to Logan, in for a strike. Three runs home here in the eighth for Asheville, 11-7. Well, let's check out the Tanger Asheville home run distance. That blast to right center traveled 387 feet. Make your next shopping trip a home run by swinging for the fences at Tanger Asheville. New brands on sale every day, including Nike, Coach, J. Crew, Polo, Under Armour, and more. 1-2 to Cerny, and Logan takes called third strike. Fastball surprised him a bit, which you can't say very often because Cerny has been really good tonight. Two gone, Narve Cruz at the plate. Taurus have scored nine runs in the last three innings. Six in the sixth, three in the eighth. First pitch to Cruz, swung on and missed. The 0-1, fouled out of play right side. 0-2. Taurus with 11 runs on 14 hits. The offense has been so good over the last 3 days. Really, it's been good all year, but I mean, you start adding pieces to the puzzle. Guys like Bryce Matthews and Narve Cruz, and Cruz right on cue, swings and lines a base hit into left field. That's back-to-back multi-hit games for Cruz. And then you add pieces like Oliver Carrillo and Jackson Lofton back into the mix. Garrett Gilmet heating up, Austin Deming heating up, and then of course Baez, who's just been hitting the ball so well as of late. I mean, we haven't even talked about Tyler Whitaker. Or Whitaker, he's still on the active roster, had to come out of a ball game last week after diving to try and make a play in center field. I mean, when Whitaker comes back, that's a guy he's going to be hitting in the top five part of the order. Ryan Johnson has an 11-game reach base streak. He's not even in the lineup today. Encarnacion has had a big series. Anthony Sherwin is coming up from Fayetteville. Has an on-base percentage around 450. This is such a balanced lineup. It's great to see that really shine through here during this series. Gilmet's 2-for-4. First pitch, cut on and missed. Nate Daly have a little trouble here in the eighth. All started with the leadoff walk. 0-1 pitch, check swing. Gilmet did go around. Counts 0-2. Cruz at first base. He's being held on. Now the 0-2 pitch in the dirt. It's a good stop by Hennevas. Ryland Perez is going to come back out to work the top of the ninth, at least start the top of the ninth. Tourists do not have activity up in their pen. One, two pitch high to Gilmet. Count 2-2. Another sellout tonight here at McCormick Field. 4,269. The biggest crowd this year is 4,271. We squeezed two more people in. Maybe give him some standing room only seats. 2-2. Gilmet hits a high fly ball into right field. He caught it off the end of the bat. Diaz with room. He'll make the catch, and the side is retired, but the tourists put three big insurance runs on the board. Baez, an RBI double. Garcia, two-run homer. And we head to the ninth. Tourists on top of the Hot Rods, 11-7.